Okay, we went through the film this morning. You know, made a handful of roster moves here, and we'll try to spend the afternoon and tomorrow, tonight, tomorrow, you know, figuring out kind of where the rest of it lies. And you know, I thought there were some positive things last night. There were definitely some things we didn't do as well as we'd hoped to as well. So. You know, some good, some not so good. But I think, you know, everybody now met with the team this afternoon. I think everybody's definitely ready to, you know, put all this behind us and start moving ahead. Of course, Monday night in Miami, division game on the road. It doesn't really get much bigger than that. So we got a lot of big challenges ahead of us. And I think everybody's looking forward to, you know, stepping up the plate and see how we do.
Bill, Nate Solder played Summit at right tackle yesterday. After watching the film, what did you like about that? And was that is that something you think he may be able to do in the near future?
Well, if he's our third tackle, you know, our swing tackle with Light and Vollmer, that's what he's going to have to do.
Okay.
But no, I thought he did some good things. I thought he, you know, I thought his run blocking was good. I thought overall his pass blocking was good. I mean, a couple plays that. You know, like everybody, you know, could have been a little better, but, you know, kids learned a lot. I think he's been nothing thrown at him, you know, in the last month. I think overall he's handled it very well, very maturely, and his technique's improved. He's worked hard. He's a tough kid, so better. You know, this is part of the experience, playing on the other side against, and then actually then come back to the left side in the second half. So, you know, he got good work on both sides of the ball. And I think all those snaps are just in the long run going to help him.
Bill, how does health of players factor into coming up with a 53-man roster for tomorrow? In other words, we'll get some guys that are banged up at this position. Does that mean maybe we keep an extra guy there for now and have to take away from another spot? Health play no factor.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I think it does play a factor. You know, each situation's different. Each player and each injury situation is different from the next. So how that relates to that particular individual player, how that player relates to the group at his position or the groups that are interrelated to that position, each one's unique. And you know, it's certainly part of the discussion. You know, I think, you know, it's a much bigger part of the discussion when you're talking about long-term injuries, you know, guys that are out for a couple months or, you know, that type of thing. You know, when it's a week or 2 weeks or, you know, a shorter amount of time, and you're talking about making a decision that impacts the team for 16 weeks, I think it's, you know, it has less. Goes without saying that it would have less of an impact there, even though we'd be concerned about that injury or that situation for the first game. I think we try to take a little longer view than that, figure out what's best over the long haul.
Bill, Matthew Slater is a guy who has shown a willingness to pretty much do anything, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, over the course of his career in New England. How has that positional versatility helped him in your eyes to maintain a spot on the roster?
Oh, I think it's helped him a lot. You know, the more things a player can do and the more ways he can contribute, the more value he has. And Matthew's is such a hard-working player. I mean, nobody outworks him. He, you know, has gotten better every single year. And we've moved him around a little bit. You know, we played him at safety. We played him at receiver. He's done some kickoff returns. He's been a short returner. He's been involved in all the other phases of the kicking game as well. But he keeps working hard. He gets better. And you know, he's had a real good training camp. So the versatility helps him, and the fact that his performance has been good, that helps him too. So he's got some things going for him.
Speaking of returner, it seems you guys have Edelman penciled in at punt returner, but any idea who's going to be back there for kick returns in Miami?
Well, we have a number of guys that have done it on this team, and so try to be somebody from that group. Just have to figure out how it all fits together in terms of our game day roster and how we want to break those responsibilities up for not only who can do it, but you know how to divide the responsibilities up for the game so that we give everybody hopefully a good role and try not to overload any one individual with too much stuff. So try to find that balance and still get our get good people or get our best people out there. Hopefully doing what they do well. But, yeah, that's part of the whole... It's part of the 53-man discussion because the 45 comes or the 46 comes from the 53, but it's also, a little bit of a later discussion, after you get the 53 and then how that fits each game with your opponent and the circumstances that surround that specific game.
So there was a sequence at the end... Ryan Mallett, a couple of sacks on the last series. I'm wondering where you saw the kind of breakdowns were and what can he learn from a situation like that where it all kind of looks like it comes at him pretty quick?
That's the NFL. So things happen in this league, fast. They get disguised, so it looks like one thing, and then when the ball snaps, it turns out to be something else. And that's something that all players have to constantly work on is seeing the right keys, reacting to them quickly, and not being deceived or not misreading the situation, but getting the read properly, and so that we can all be on the same page with the execution. So I think that's something that every quarterback needs to see, and definitely a young quarterback needs to see and can learn from. But there's practice is practice, and we can watch film and have meetings and all that, and that's good for preparation. But seeing it at game speed and game conditions is a great learning tool. And Tom and Brian and Matt, Brian and Tom all saw that last night. So, that's the great part about the preseason games is you're able to get those live game exposures of at that tempo. So it's a good learning situation that we need to handle better all the way around.
Bill, what kind of training camp preseason has Brandon Merriweather had? And additionally, it was hard not to notice he was out on the field last night late in the fourth quarter. And what was the thinking behind that?
Well, he was on the field at the beginning of the game last week, so mixed our rotations up like we usually do, and that's how it went.
And the kind of summer he's had?
It's been good. Brandon's been out there every day. He's worked hard. He's been able to do everything, and I think he's gotten better. A lot on his man-to-man coverage. Out there practicing like everybody else is.
Take a couple final questions.
So we kind of have this discussion every year around this time, but how tough are these couple of days when you call guys into the office and tell them that you're releasing them?
Well, that's the worst part of the job. Start with 90 players and you're going to have to release 37 of them, or 37 of them can't make your roster. It's usually more than that. Because other players come, are part of that process too. But guys work hard. They give you everything they got. They go out there and compete, and not everybody can make it. So it's always a tough time of year for myself and all the other position coaches as well, because those guys spend a lot of time with those players in meetings and watching film with them out on the practice field in smaller groups and. Really try to develop a good working relationship with those players, and it's hard to see it, end. But unfortunately, we all understand that's part of the process in the business, and so it doesn't make it any easier. But it's something I want to say you get used to it, but it's something you have to deal with every year. It doesn't really get any easier. It's always. a group of new people and your effect on their, you know, their lives and their families and their careers, and try to do what's best for the team. But that's still can be tough. It is tough. Okay, well, have a good holiday weekend, and we'll see you. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.